Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today we are finally back. After you guys have been harassing us on every platform possible, we are here and we are going to make it cheer.
We apologize, you guys. We honestly should have said something, but Winter was on a bender and I was just catching up. And like, once you know how, once you reach that point of like, well, shit, we ain't say nothing the first day, so it might as well, yeah. We can't say nothing the second or the third day because now it's too late. And now like y'all really was like on it. But I was like, look.
It was a lot going on. We had the Arizona show, which we're going to get into. And then I ended up staying in Arizona for like a couple more days. And yeah. We were tired. We had been stressed out. We're not going to do it after New York, obviously, because we see that you guys are literal psychopaths and can't live without us. But
yeah, that. And like literally I was sick after the show. Like did he send you the footage yet? Because we filmed I filmed some Patreon content for y'all. Mm-hmm. But like we just been so busy rapping around this New York show because we really wanted to. Oh, and I'm going to also explain why I look like this in a second.
We walked in and our engineer said, clearly you guys are coming from two different places. Like, what is that? I'm in a full sweatsuit. It's like 60 degrees out. She has pink Chinese slippers on, a lime green dress, and a wig faux head. I don't even know. What's going on? We're all off track right now.
Okay, so I'm going to read with my mom. So lately, my mom has been like calling me to critique me. That's just her thing. Uh-huh. So literally, so obviously we didn't film the last episode, but the episode before that, mom texted me. I don't know if you've seen it on my Instagram story.
I don't remember.
She said, "Hey there, Tallulah, my love. Just finished watching the podcast. Girl, didn't you say you wanted to get into fashion? Well, please do something for the next week because you just look throw together, hooked up, and answer your phone." So I forgot all about it. I was like, all right, I'm going to wear like a little evening gown or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I call her today.
Oh, to be funny.
Exactly, to be funny. So I call her today, her and my sister on FaceTime, and they like, yeah, you've been looking real raggedy lately. They're like, you need to do something on the podcast.
I tried to tell you. You got mad at me last time when I said it, but okay, hey.
So is this good enough for you?
No.
Literally the worst thing I could find. I was like, let me get the worst, the loudest dress that I could find, a wig that ain't even laid.
Wait,
like,
so you just popped that on your head?
I popped this on my head with the little tapes on it.
Okay, because I thought you literally like were getting your hair done.
No, I could take this off right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So literally, but it was just, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, are y'all happy now? And then do you see when people be commenting and be like, I want y'all to like really dress up.
Yeah, I know. But do you understand that we've been doing this for 2 years? Like,
Where do we go after this? First of all, I only got a few club fits.
Right.
So I'm not about to waste here.
I mean, like, sometimes if I, like, have something to do before, if I have something to do after, obviously, like, I'll have an outfit on, whatever the case may be. But I don't know. I just... You know, we just be chilling, bro. What you want a fashion show?
Yeah, no, literally, my sister was like, you could put on some tinted moisturizer or something. I was like, you know what?
Look, I have clear skin for a reason to not have to do that.
But that's why I look like this. I was like, I was going to wear heels and all, but I was like, no, I'm not going that far. I'm wearing my Chinese lady slippers. What do y'all call them in the Bay? Ripper slippers?
Ripper slippers. That's what we grew up calling them. They were like 50 cents at the beauty supply.
No, honestly.
And now they're people like try to make them trendy now. Yeah. I'm like, come on, those are from the hood.
These are from the hood.
We recall.
Yeah.
But okay.
Wait,
first,
what were we on?
So much.
Yeah. No. So wait, what were we on? We were on the show. Yeah. So did he give you the content for the behind the scenes stuff?
That video that we posted.
No, literally, I got off of stage and I had to throw up.
Yeah. It was a lot, but it was fun.
It was very fun. We held it together, but I think what got my stomach hurting, like even at the end when I was pouring shots, I was like, I can't wait to be finished this so I can go like use the restroom or throw up or something. Cause like I had like this white Alfredo pasta, remember? Ew. That I got from like Target?
Oh yeah.
That really,
and I didn't have a bite of that. So thank
you. I was like, oh my God, my stomach is like killing me.
Oh my God.
But
goodness.
I felt better, a little bit better afterwards, but.
Did you feel like you got too drunk on this show or no? How you felt for LA?
You were Oh, absolutely not. I did not get as drunk as at LA.
I was fucked up.
Y'all, she
I was torn down.
God, she was like, all right, we're going to get drunk together. I was like, who said that?
Yeah, before we went on, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just need you to be on the same level of drunkness as me, so we're going to just take as many shots as like.
But the difference is when we do that is that our reactions to the drunk are different. Mm-hmm. Like, you are way more poised while drunk, and I'm more like... I look a.
I can handle my liquor.
Yeah, no, and I'm like batshit crazy dancing on the bar.
So.
Like,
first of all, before when we first walked out in the Arizona show, keep in mind it wasn't filmed, so we have to actually tell you guys the details. First walked out. What this was just the VIP intro. Shy takes her shoes off. Was it the VIP intro? Yeah. Bro, show hadn't even started. I'm like, what are you doing?
The show has not even started. Keep them on at least halfway through the
show. I'm like, we don't walk on stage and just all of a sudden declothing ourselves. Like, what the fuck is happening? I'm so confused. But no, so we did that. Came out. I definitely shook some ass that show.
She did.
Which I didn't do for the last show because I had that damn church dress on.
Wait, do you know what you're wearing again? For New York?
Yes, and I actually was going to tell you that because I know we do like to
coordinate. I already know what you're going to wear. What? You're going to wear that $1,200 jacket.
$1,400. Damn near $1,500.
Wait, so are you?
It's a fur. Yes.
I'm going to wear it. I know
it's cold outside.
I knew it. I told her, I was like, look, if I'm spending $1,400 for that jacket, I'm wearing it $1,400 a day.
Exactly. So yes.
And you're wearing like a little leather ensemble or jeans?
No.
Jeans?
Okay, I might wear jean shorts.
I knew
But listen, let me tell y'all what's been going on today. It's just so much.
I know. We got a lot going on. We haven't been here in a minute.
So. I got a custom New York hat. It's this red custom New York cap. It's hella cute. It's from this one guy. I'm going to shout him out on Instagram when I get it because I'm going to link him in New York. Uh-huh. I'm going to wear my fur fox real. Don't call PETA. I think I'm going to wear a beater and then I want to wear like some little denim shorts. And
I
then
knew that was her vibe.
Right. And then, bro, I've been going around all day today to like the alleys. I don't know if you guys know what the alleys are.
I was there today.
Wait, no, Mia was there. I ran into Mia.
I literally ran into the girl who won the raffle from the LA show.
And I ran into Mia. Mia was like, girl, you looking for an outfit? I was like, oh my God, why are we both here looking for the same event?
I literally just left.
And I never go to the alley anymore. I don't go anywhere.
Because first of all, the alley be just as expensive as regular.
They raise the prices. They raise
the prices in the alley. But in the alley, it's like really like
quick, fast, it's all the damn stores. You can go all around. Yeah, you can go all around. But I was like, I know they're gonna have Tim Heels at the fucking
alley. No, they didn't.
They did not. They did not have any Tim Heels. But look, check it out, bro. This girl came in clutch, y'all. Shout out, her name is Erica. I'm gonna shout her out too when they get here. Bro, I post on my Instagram. I'm like, does anybody know where I can get these in LA? She sends me a picture in, okay, it's a half size bigger than my foot, but I don't care, I'm gonna make it work. She
goes, my size.
Right. No, she goes and she is like, I've had these sitting in my garage for hella long. I will ship these to you, bro. They're like these vintage fucking Tim collab heels, bro, that hella people want. I'm not going to tell her that though, because she told me I could have them for free. Ooh. I am going to throw her some bread though. I'm going to throw her a couple hundred. But so like they're these like knee, like calf,
ooh,
Tim heels.
Fire.
And I want to wear little baby shorts, a beater.
You are going to be so New York.
But I'm trying to be as New York as possible. That's what I was telling you.
I'm not going
to
be New York. I'm literally going to be Fran again.
Oh, no. You can't even try?
I tried. I was on my Instagram yesterday. This is what I showed. This is what I posted Beyonce yesterday.
You still have time. I have
no time, bro. Look, this is what I said I wanted to be.
I'm trying to think.
Is it Beyonce?
Wait. Let me see the shoes.
Look, the Tim shoes, literally.
Oh, okay.
But I know you were going to do that. And first of all, your body's like kind of like perfect for that little style.
I feel like you could do something.
I can't.
I don't know.
First of all, you should have thought of me when you was getting the hat.
Well, I
exactly.
got no. I have
but no.
First of all, Sasha sent me the guy for the hat, and I have another
Sasha
New York hat
it,
though.
Good.
I have a New York hat that you could wear. It's not bedazzled the way mine is going to be, but. I don't know.
So what I got right now is nothing in comparison. I know you so well. I knew that was going to be your style, and I knew you were going
to
wear that first.
Half the J-Lo. Oh, you can't fit my fucking shoes. I was going to tell you to wear my fur boots.
Yes, I can.
My fur boots?
Oh, no. Not with those thighs. Not
really?
With those.
I mean, it might be a little loose, but.
No, I was trying on boots today.
Would your foot fit in it?
My foot probably would fit in, but I was trying on boots today, and it's just like, bro, my little calves do not be fitting nothing,
but,
bro.
But they're not a zipper.
No, but what I have is like, okay, I have the same thing basically as the other show.
What? Okay, we have to think about
it. It's a blazer. It's a blazer.
A blazer, and I'm walking out like J-Lo, and you're a fucking
I know.
Lawyer? No, we got to think. We'll think about this after the show.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
Anyways,
sorry,
let's get into the Arizona show lore, though, of what happened before the show. We got to tell the story, because it's messy.
Oh,
and we don't tell y'all a lot of super messy stuff that be going on, so we're going to give you guys a little treat, even though because we know you guys are messy and you guys live for drama.
You're messy and live for drama. Yeah. No, and we also film like a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff on our Patreon.
So the story we're going to tell, we have this filmed for the Patreon, not the actual incident, but immediately after and everybody's reaction immediately after.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, Before the show, this makeup artist had like DM'd on my Instagram and was like, oh, like I would love to do y'all makeup, like da da da, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, bet, go to his page. He looks very talented, like whatever the case may be. So yeah, I'm like talking to him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, like da da da, we're gonna be here. We agree. He says, yeah, I'd be down to do both of y'all makeup for promo. I'm like, perfect. Save us a couple of dollars. Like, he's fire. Save us a couple of dollars. Like, whatever the case may be. So, day of the show, keep in mind, I texted him when we landed. And I said, hey, babe, just want to confirm that you're going to be coming over here at what? I think it was 2 o'clock. I was like, you're going to be coming over here at 2. He's like, yeah, whatever. Or was it like 1:30? It was something like remember. That. It was probably 1:30.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't. Oh, no, it was like 3 because remember we had like do both of us and then like he came there around 3:30 because we couldn't even check in.
But he got there at something 45. So it was like 2:45 or something. So I think it was 2 because remember we told him to wait. It was 2:30. It was 2:30 for a fact. I'm pretty sure for a fact it was 2:30 because then anyways, too many details. Okay. So anyways, he pulls up to our house. We're like 5 minutes down the road. We're 5 minutes around the road. He's like, okay, cool. I'm going to drive around the block. I'm not going to put his personal business out there as to why, cause I'm not evil. But, he's like, okay, I'm gonna drive around the block. Cool. Boom. Keep in mind when he was
waiting on us because we had to go like drop like the venue was like 5 minutes from our Airbnb, so we had to go like drop our step and repeat off. By the way, did y'all see that? We really upgraded the game. But yeah, we had to drop all that stuff off. So we were just like, and the Ubers were taking forever. So that's why we were a little late.
We were like 5 minutes late. It wasn't that bad. 5 or 6 minutes late. Like, cause we were right down the street. But okay, so anyways, we get there and I'm like, okay, like, you know, Shy, just let him like get started on your makeup. Keep in mind, while Shy literally is getting started on her makeup, my friend who passed away, Kayla, as most of y'all know, her mom and daughter come over because they live in Arizona. I haven't seen them since the funeral. Like, so like, you know, they're like, oh, we're gonna stop by the house. Like, we haven't seen you in hella long. Like, let's just catch up.
Yeah, this
up.
Is your moment to like, yeah.
Right. And this is like some family shit, you know? So me and my family, we walk outside, we're talking, like we're talking about a whole bunch of shit, whatever. They're inside, they're having a key, they're doing Shy's makeup, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm checking the time, and the time is like, 4:30 or some shit like that. Keep in mind, we have to leave the house at 5:30 to go to the venue. So I pop in real quick, and I'm like, hey, keep in mind, they're still outside. I pop in real quick with Shy and the artist and Sasha, and I'm like, hey, you know, just check in, like, how much longer do you have? And he's like, oh, like 45 more minutes. Keep in mind, they have been doing makeup now for an hour and a half. So it's been hella long, but I'm like, okay, like whatever. I pop back out. They're like, oh, we got to go, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bye, XOXO, love you, love you. I go, I sit with Shy and the makeup artist, and they're not talking really at all. And, you know, I want to say like another 20 minutes, 30 minutes goes by, and I'm like, hey, are you going to have time to do my makeup? Because I'm realizing this is taking forever, and I'm looking over at Shy's face.
She's staring at me, and I'm just like, because I know Winter by this point, and I can like tell that
it's getting. You know, I have a 2-hour fucking time limit of my patience.
Yeah, no, and so like I'm just like I'm. At first, we were talking a lot. Me, you know, Sasha could yap all day.
Yes.
So we were all just in there yapping it up for real quick, but it still shouldn't have taken it was that long. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like. There were certain points where he was like, all right, I'm about to do your lips, so we got to be quiet or this and that. You know what I'm saying? So, but like still, all in all, like I've yapped with makeup artists before and it don't, you know what I'm saying? So
I was looking at Shy and I was watching him do her makeup and I just was slowly like, I was just like, okay, what the fuck? Why are you meticulous, like every single fucking eyebrow hair, every like just doing too, taking too damn long. And I'm like, bro, we told him ahead of time multiple times, this is what time we have to leave, blah, blah, blah. Keep in mind, we are stressed the fuck out, but also I'm like, still like, I'm not gonna be rude, I'm not gonna be annoying, like this guy's doing our makeup for free.
Yeah, and he like, can't see the looks that she's giving to me. She's just like this.
I'm looking at Shy like I'm looking like, am I tripping, bitch? Yeah. Like, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying with my eyes. Like, is he not taking fucking forever? So when I ask him, I'm like, I was like, are you sure you're gonna have time to do my makeup? What, I don't fully remember. He has said something like,
"No, you said wait. What did you say? You said first. You said how much longer or something like that. How much longer do you have?"
I said, "How much? Do you know how much longer?"
And then you say, "Are you gonna have? I don't remember either."
I think I said, "Are you gonna have time to do my makeup?" Like, I'm just trying to figure out. Keep in mind, we're trying to manage our fucking time. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to.
No,
rush
you aren't rude at all.
Like,
I can be honest.
I really was not being rude at all. I'm really just trying to be like in my mind, like calculate. Okay, he'll have 45 minutes to do my makeup. Like, whatever. He goes, he goes, no, I'm not. Or some shit like that. Oh, no, I'm not going to have time to do your makeup.
He said, no, I'm not going to have that time. Mind you, before, he has a really sarcastic, like, that's what we all got to figure when we were, mm-hmm. like, me, Sasha, and the makeup artist were talking. He has a dry sense of right. humor. So me and Sasha were just like, he's just joking.
Right, but in my mind, I'm like, I haven't spoke to this man at all, like, yeah. whatever. And he's like, no, I'm not. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, so you just took 2 hours on her freaking makeup, and I told him ahead of time. I told him when we, like, way before, I said, I did not bring any makeup, mm-hmm. like, at all. Because before he was like, oh, are you sure you're going to still need me to come? I'm kind of not feeling well. And I yeah. said, yes, I'm going to need you to come because I did not bring any makeup. Keep in mind, that was a lie. Of course I brought makeup because I'm not a dummy, bitch. But anyways.
I didn't.
She really didn't bring any makeup. So it was a great thing she went first. But so I'm like, are you sure you're going to still have time to do my makeup? And he's like, no, I'm not. But he's not like, ah, ha, ha, just kidding. Of course we're going to make it work. He wasn't reassuring.
Yeah, no, he was not reassuring. Like, and nothing. He was not. And so me and Sasha were just like, oh, he's just joking. And right. she was just, and I don't remember what happened. He was like, no, I'm serious. And he was like, I really don't know if I have enough time. Yeah. And then, so Winter was like, she was like, okay, I guess I'm going to just do my makeup myself. Still nice, still calm, still
right,
collected.
Right.
And me and Sasha were like, no, you never get your makeup done. Right. Do, like, let somebody else do your makeup.
Right, so they're, like, convincing me at this yeah. point. Because I'm like, okay, I'll just do it myself. Keep in mind, he doesn't even know I have makeup. I might be having yeah. to go to CVS and buy some shit. So yeah. literally, Shy and Sasha are like, no, just get your makeup done. Like, you know, y'all will figure it out. Like, y'all will get it done. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Bruh, another, I don't even know how much longer passes. Another, like, 20 minutes passes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what happened? How was it? Because it was
so
crazy.
So we're just like, okay. She's just like, okay, I'm going to get my makeup done, blah, blah, this and that. So she's like, another 20 minutes does pass. Yeah. And she's just like, all right, I'm going to get on.
Oh, that's what it was.
Listen. Yeah, wait, yeah, so yeah. like we were, so he said, he was just like, it's taking so long because we're talking. So now we got to really just be quiet or whatever. So she's just like, okay, like 20 minutes passed. She's like, all right, while you do my makeup, I'm going to get on live.
Yeah, keep in mind, I'm plugging my phone. I'm not even looking at him. I'm just like, oh, while you do my makeup, I'm going to get on live. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, that's a good thing for him. Like, that's not a bad thing. Like, you know, like, whatever. But keep in mind, he's already giving me the weird energy of the, no, I'm not going to be able to do your makeup. And, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able
at
to do
point,
it.
At this point, I literally was still just like, he's just dry.
Right, you know, but, like, no. It was, like, to the point he was, like, low-key. I know for a fact now that he was irritated because I was asking, hey, like, do you know how much longer? Or do you think we're going to have time? Like, whatever. Yeah. But keep in mind, we have a fucking show to do. I'm not going to a birthday dinner. Like, we have to be on stage at a time. So, like, I really need to know if you're going to have time.
No, and you weren't rude about it at all.
And, you
like,
know, they will be honest if I say something with the attitude, whatever the case. So no, I really was trying to be respectful. So that's what happened. I'm like, oh, I'll go on live. I'm going to just go on live while you do my makeup. And he's like, what were the exact words that he said?
Now, I don't want to quote nobody wrong, but literally it was something along the lines of, he was like,
he said, yeah, that's you're not going to be able to. He said, you can't talk.
He said, he was like, but just don't talk.
Yeah,
or
he said,
like
but
that.
Just don't. He said, don't talk.
So mind you, he has his back turned to Winter. Winter's unplugging her phone. She looked like a little child when this. She unplugs the phone and does like grabs her phone and does like this.
Because to me, that is my third strike.
And so then she's like, all right, I'm going to just do my makeup myself. And so,
because who the fuck are you telling me? Like, who are you telling me I can't talk? And it's not even like he's like not like nice about anything.
It's not reassuring. Like, you were right. It's not reassuring. It wasn't
really. He's not like, okay, babe, like, you can go on live, but like, let's just not talk too much because I want to hurry up and get it, make sure I get you done on time. He's just like, okay, well, you can't talk. Yeah. Like that.
And mind you, this whole interaction, I'm just like this. Is my cut crease
like, bro? So I'm like, at that point, I'm like, I take my charger out the wall. I said, okay, I'm gonna just do my makeup myself.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm like, bitch, I'm done. Yeah. Like, you feel me? So I walk into the other room, and okay, so this is before. So I walk into the other room. I'm like, I'm just about to get started on my makeup. I'm like, at this point now, I have an attitude. Like, I'm irritated.
Yeah,
with
you don't
want to
be around him. But let me say something. When you left, mm-hmm. So when she left and did that, like the moment you like walked away, this is when I was just like, okay, like now my spidey senses are tingling. They should probably tingle a little bit.
40 minutes later. 40 minutes later.
No, because you got to understand. Like, Sasha was saying the same thing. She was like, he really did have like a dry personality. And so I'm just like, he was just like, all right, great. Now I can perfect your makeup.
Yeah. Like,
and
I was just say like, some funny slick shit.
Like, and I was just like, what my first thought was
it's
like,
been 2 hours.
I was like, it's 2 hours. You should just be doing a little finishing touch. I was like, how much longer do I need?
Right. At this point, she's like, and keep in mind, Shai has patience. So if she's getting tired,
I'm just like,
2 hours.
My neck tensing up, all right. Type of shit. So Winter goes in there. Next thing I know, I don't know what Winter's going through.
I'm going to tell you. He said something else.
No, he doesn't say nothing else. I don't know what Winter's going through the back. So basically, I'm still getting my makeup done. Sasha comes in and is just like, and
no, I'm
like,
going to tell you why. Sorry, I'm going to tell you why. So I'm in the bathroom, right? I tell Sasha everything that just happened. And I'm like, Sasha, bro, I'm irritated as hell because I don't have any eyelashes. Yeah. He was going to put on strips for me. Like, I sent him the kind of lashes I wanted. Yeah. Like, y'all know I haven't been getting my lashes done lately. So I'm irritated because I'm like, now I'm irritated with this man. He been like being rude. I can't just go ask this man for no goddamn lashes after I've been like, okay, I'll go do my own makeup. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and
like,
then be like, can I have some lashes?
Right.
Bitch.
I ain't about to ask nobody for nothing after like that whole little weird interaction. So I'm like, Sasha, I said, go in there and act like you need some lashes for you.
Mind you, Sasha got full lashes.
She said, I have extensions. And she said, ooh, I know what I'm going to do. This is exactly how she says, ooh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say I want to double the lashes. I was like,
my dumb
okay.
ass was like, okay.
Right.
That's what you want to do.
So bro, in my mind, I'm like, if he gives her any trouble, I'm about to be pissed. Like, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. So Sasha goes in there. I'm trying to ear hustle hella hard. Sasha goes in there. She's like, hey, like, do you think I could get some lashes? Like, I want to just double them, babe. Keep in mind, they've been laughing and kikiing and all of this stuff. And clearly he knows she's asking for me.
I didn't even think
that. And he goes, you can buy them.
He says, yeah, babe, you can buy them for $10 or something like that.
And what did Sasha say?
Sasha was like, oh, okay, no, well, okay.
Right,
no,
never,
not,
mind.
Never mind.
So then keep in mind, I hear, I don't know, I don't think I even waited for Sasha to come back in the bathroom or what, but I heard him say some shit.
You were like, that's all I needed. Bitch, I'm on go.
Right, no, now I was, then I was pissed the fuck off. I was pissed the fuck off. Like, I was actually furious because what difference does it make? Like, if you were going to put lashes on me, like, why can't you just give her some lashes? Like, you are going to use that, those two pair of lashes regardless of the fact. So now you're just trying to be extra petty. And I told you I didn't have no fucking makeup here. So now it's like you trying to fuck with me and like you've been rude. You've been like this weird dry like thing. And then it's just like, not even a funny dry, like, because I can do funny dry, but it's just like dry and rude.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm like, you're trying to fuck my shit up right now. And really, if I didn't have no makeup for real, I would have been spazzed. Like, you know, I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm like, what did I say? I said,
you
can
said,
I buy
so you,
some lashes?
You were like, so you can't give her no lashes? You can't give her no, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And then he's like, so he knows, he peeps it before me. He was just like, if you wanted lashes, why you send
her
in there?
Why you send her out?
And so then something else happened. Y'all, they get to bickering.
Wasn't a bicker. I think that I just spazzed the fuck out.
Yeah, you spazzed.
I was like, what's the difference?
He wasn't even bickering.
I was like, what's the difference? I said, if you were going to do my makeup, like blah, blah, blah. And I said, and if I did send her out, like you have this weird ass attitude and I don't know why you have this weird ass attitude. And then, I forgot what he said. He had turned and mumbled something. That to me is like a fucking trigger for me because I'm like, what? I don't know. I was like, what? What'd you say? And then he was like, I don't even remember what the hell he said. I was like,
he didn't say much. I'm not going to lie.
It was just
something. He didn't say much.
He just turned and mumbled some shit. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I told you I didn't have no makeup here. So it's like, you have this fucked up ass attitude. I'm like, what is the attitude for?
Yeah, that's what you kept asking. You were like, why are you being fucking weird to me?
Yeah, I was like, right. Why are you being weird to me? Like, I was like, what is the attitude for? I was like, I don't understand. I'm the one who had you come up over here. I was the one. I said, I was going to have you do promo and I was still going to pay you on top of it. So you're really just blocking your own shit.
Yeah.
I was like, you're weird as fuck. And then I just said something I shouldn't have said, which was, if you were a girl, I would beat your ass, because he was being hella rude. And I was just like, I felt like, now you know when somebody feels like they have a little bit of power, like, you know, like in your mind it's like, oh well, she don't have no makeup, so she don't need to be like rushing me, like type thing. So that to me is how I'm taking it. And I'm taking you trying to like little girl me, like telling me, oh well, you can't talk on live, and oh well, I'm not gonna have time to do your makeup, and like, you know, just like weird shit. And then he says something about, oh, that he had said something like, oh, that's what it was. That was one of the things. Because I was like, are you going to still have time to do my makeup? And he said, not if you're going to rush me. Or some
shit.
That?
Like, I didn't
hear that.
It was
something like that. He said something about rushing.
So, no, wait. While Winter's like, I'm still in the chair, still getting stuff done. So, I'm just like, there was still more that I had to get done. I was just like, all right, we can be done. Like, we got to wrap this up at this point. Because, you know, I've been trying to, like, mediate the situation. I know that Winter is visible. She's visibly pissed. But also, I knew she was pissed the moment. Like, he was just like, you were like, I'm just doing my, like, don't talk. Because Who, as a grown woman, don't ever tell me I can't talk or do anything. And, then there's a way that you say things.
And I could have not talked. Like, that would have been fine. Like, I don't mind not talking, but it's like you could have just been like, okay, like, if you want to go, like, but like, you just not being cool about shit. Yeah,
not being cool about it at all. But basically, long story short, after a whole long story.
Yeah, sorry.
At the end of the day, he did play with, like, our time and all this and that.
Bro, doing your makeup for 2 hours is sick.
We asked the VIP, and they were like, how long does makeup take? They were like, 2 hours. We were like, what? It is not, no.
We've been getting our makeup done a long time.
I've been getting my makeup done a really long time. I'm just saying, like, an hour 30 tops. Like, anything after that is just, like, I'm not doing the theatrics, baby. I asked for it.
And then Shai looked casket ready. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Now remember we were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was like, y'all were saying it looked good, but I'm never that used to that much makeup. Every single time it takes me a while to warm up because I was just like, now what is this shit? But then, I'm like 3 hours later.
It wasn't bad, but
it wasn't
like,
bad. It was nice. And then he asked,
it didn't take that motherfucker.
It should have never taken that. And then he asked while Winter, like after they had that little disagreement, he was like, can I take a picture? And I was like, I don't think that's the best idea. He was just like, I was like, all right, cool. So not me doing like this.
She's like, I'm over there cussing in the back. And she like, because I was like, get him the fuck out of here.
And I was like, look. And then literally while he's doing stuff, I'm just randomly like pushing in chairs. Like
you're like, let me help you on out, sir. Sorry.
We gotta get you.
And then as soon
buddy.
As when he left, I'm in my mind thinking, damn, he about to have somebody come rob us.
No,
I was
literally.
Like, damn, I didn't even think about
that. No, it did make me feel bad a little bit.
Well, and then he cried.
It did make me feel bad. After she had said if you was a girl, I would beat your ass or something like that. He grabbed a little tissue and was like this.
And keep in mind, this whole thing is on Patreon, y'all. So y'all are going to see. I don't like making people cry. I don't like hurting people's feelings. So like when Shai told me that, I was like, oh,
she
really?
Was sitting was there like, by herself for a little second and was like, he cried.
I was like, damn, like I didn't want to make the bitch cry. But like also I was like, but you was rude to me. Like you were.
But like that goes hand in hand with like how we talk about your attitude before sometimes. Like you're not going to feel bad if you got to know how to like talk to people sometimes. Like you wouldn't feel bad if you didn't yell at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have felt bad if I didn't say that. No,
there's a way you talk to everybody. You're like, I don't think so.
No, because I should not have this said if you were a girl, I would beat your ass thing. Of course, that could have been kept to myself. But I really just was like getting so mad because I'm like, you really thought I was going to be asked that?
No, it is the audacity. It is the audacity. And it was, when you said the reassurance part, I was just like, yeah, that is like, I forgot the cards too. It was like the reassurance of being like, all right, or like the kindness part of it. I'm like, all right, if I can't do it, I can help you out or do something.
It's
like,
damn, bitch, be pleasant. And I was so nice to him, bro. Mm-hmm. I was so nice to him. Like, even like when he was.
It was a 180.
It was a lot. Damn, you didn't even promo him, huh?
No.
Oh, not no.
What am I supposed to do?
Damn, he really wasted his time because he spent so much of it on you. So damn. But anyways, okay. Well, that was. Oh wait, we have a random story that's up on the Patreon that we do just want to tell y'all real quick.
What?
Of the old lady gang.
What? What do we tell them about that?
Because we haven't told them about it, and it's on the Patreon.
Just go look at the Patreon, y'all. Let's get into these topics.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But if you didn't see the Patreon, for a couple weeks ago, we went and, like, went out and had a rager with two 70-year-olds. And, yeah, we had a ball. We took them to karaoke and everything. But anyways, all right, let's get into these topics. Watch your red, Shai. What'd you read and watch?
Okay, so I have not. I'm going to start. The Discord, the book club soon. I know I keep saying that, but I really am this year going to do it.
For 20 weeks now.
But I have been watching some fire shit. Like, I honestly have been watching some good stuff. So, The Watcher, mm-hmm. I mean, no, it's called Watcher on Netflix. It's a movie. Plot twist goes crazy. Y'all, watch that movie. It is it's like a psychological thriller, but plot twist, crazy. That was on Netflix. Devil in the Family on Hulu. It's about this social media family who, like, got, you know, came to fame from social media, and, like, behind closed doors, she was beating her kids and torturing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that
Ruby,
one.
Ruby.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then another one I've been watching.
It's on Hulu or Netflix?
It's on Hulu. Oh,
okay.
And what I've been watching, another one I've been watching on Hulu. We need to start Hulu and Hang because Netflix has not been
Hulu
giving good
and
shit.
And they're raising their prices again.
Exactly.
I'm like,
not doing that. Mm-mm. So another one on Hulu is 9 Perfect Strangers that I've been watching. Which is pretty good. It's actually old, but it has a good cast and it's really good. And y'all keep up with motherfucking Paradise. I'm telling you, you need to watch Paradise.
Wait, what is it on Hulu?
Paradise is on Hulu. You would love Paradise. It's really good.
On Hulu.
So what have you watched?
Started watching Love is Blind.
Okay.
Well. Started watching the new season of Love is Blind. Finished Insecure. Honestly, I'm about to start watching White Lotus. Like, I'm not super into anything right now.
People are comparing Nine Perfect Strangers to White Lotus.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to just text you when I need shows because you just seem to know all the damn shows and everything.
Okay.
But, yeah. And, yeah. So
when I get back in my reading bag, I will not.
Oh, speaking of reading, so I have kind of, I'm like 80% sure. I'm pretty sure I'm going to write a third book. So, yes, if you guys are excited about that, I know a lot of people have been asking me to do that. And I think I want to because I just need another little project.
Wait,
to
am
do.
I going to be in this one?
Sure, I'm going to call you the tall, lanky, no, just kidding, the tall, lanky bitch. Because you know that I make up names for everybody. What would your fake name be? What would you want your fake name to be?
Carmen.
Okay. Carmen? Why was that already on your head? Like, what the fuck? Why did you already know? Carmen is cute.
No, pay me to read your books, and I'll read them in your
pay you? Everything. What do you mean, pay you? You fucking
know to read audio, the audio books.
Oh, I mean, I should be like, you
and I'll, and I'll bam you real quick. In the
bitch, it's okay. Bam you. Okay. Anyways, you, I mean, you, I don't think you, you're not going to want to read those.
I would. I read the first one in like 2 days.
No, you're not going to want audio.
I used to, something cute that I would do in a relationship, read books.
But like recording it is hella harder than you think.
I have a very good voice. People always compliment my voice.
No, you have a good voice. I think you have a good voice.
I remember one time I was in the dentist, mouth wide, and I was talking before. Like they were asking me some questions, and I was like, yeah, this and that. And they were like, she's like, don't take this the wrong way. She was like, but you have a really beautiful voice.
No, you do have a nice voice, 100%. Unfortunately, I mean, we both have really nice voices. Mm. One of us can sing, one of us can't, but.
Speaking voice.
Well, okay. Anyways, so I'm thinking about doing that.
Good.
But anyways, yeah, that was pretty much that. But also, what else do I need to tell y'all? I don't know. I think that's it. Let's get into the social media question of the week, y'all.
What's the hardest thing you ever had to admit to yourself?
You start. I know you thought about it.
I didn't, actually.
Oh, what's the hardest thing I had to admit
to I should have
read
myself? In the comments, because I be getting these social media questions literally from, like, social media.
What is the hardest thing I ever had to admit to myself?
That sometimes, probably I am the issue.
Something that I've had to admit to myself is that, damn, mine are kind of depressing.
Oh, I have one. I do have one, actually. What? That not everyone will like me. Because mm-hmm. I did grow up in like a, not sheltered, I wasn't sheltered at all. My mom would even be like, there's going to be a time where people will not like you. Mm-hmm. Because I just, and you know, me as a person is sometimes people pleasing.
Yeah.
And you know, so the older I got, the more I was like, people are just not going to like me mm-hmm. because everyone else likes me. Or people are just mm-hmm. not going to like me because they might not like one
you know
thing
what?
That I've done.
So funny because I do think that you have a problem with that.
With what?
Not like a big problem or anything, but I know that you do not like if somebody dislikes you. Like you, it really, like you're like, but
because
I know
what's
you're not
to like.
Yeah, I know you're so not used to. Like for me, I'm used to either people hating me or loving me. Yeah. So I'm just like, whatever. But I know that's like a thing. Like you're like, you don't want people to dislike you.
So, but I will say the older I get, the less that I care.
Right.
And I'm not as worried about if I walk into a room and everybody likes me because I don't need to like be approachable to every single person. Mm-hmm. So the older I get, the more I do acknowledge that I don't care. But I mean, I would sometimes be like, I don't understand. Like, what is it?
You know
like,
what is
it? I would love to befriend the person who's just the quietest one in the room mm-hmm. and who just mm-hmm. doesn't gravitate to me as much as everyone else mm-hmm. in the room does. Because it's like, what are you?
I don't see what there's not to like. I mean, look.
Thanks.
I
you know, so, it, but it is, but that's something that I've had to learn to like, you know, admit to myself that sometimes people will just not like me and I have to be okay with that.
Something I guess I had to admit to myself, which is like kind of random. I guess I had to admit to myself that I used to like hold on to really wanting like a family dynamic, like a more of a family dynamic. I used to really want it. And I guess I had to admit to myself that that might not happen. I don't know. That's just mm-hmm. what I keep thinking.
That
of.
Could be one. That's what if I that's the first of. Thing that came to mind. Yeah, that's something. That could
wait,
be
wait, speaking of that, random, but kind of funny. So my dad texted me like 2 days ago, very, very odd, and was like, and I'm really such a piece of shit because he texted me and was like, hey, hope things have been good for you or some shit like that. XX, you know, the British do the XX. And I was like, hey, at first I wasn't going to respond. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to respond and be a smart ass. So I responded and I was like, hey, thanks. Things have been great. About to start working on my third published book and about to have my third sold out show in New York with my best friend. And I hope things have been as great for you.
That wasn't really sassy.
No.
But he's not reading it in your voice.
What was sassy was the, I hope things have been as great.
Oh, as right. Yeah, very true.
Because I was like, because I know they haven't, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Did he respond back to that?
I don't know. I put it on mute. I was like, I'm not even going to check.
Okay. I mean, honestly, this is something that I've said in the past that, like, I think I would go with you to London.
No,
to,
I
like,
don't want
to
go.
Just to even, like, visit that side of the family. I mean, we can make it a money trip.
My Patreon. My British family is like my grandparents, though. And, like, yeah. They live out here. And, you know, I don't know.
So you wouldn't. Okay. I mean, this is something we could probably
a
get into.
A lot of people always are like, you should try to forgive me.
I don't think. I mean, because I do think you have a lot of like harbored, like, I don't know if it's animal, like, not even hate, but like that shit, like, even if you think it doesn't, it holds weight.
But you know,
you.
I'm really good at doing that. Like, I cannot fuck with anybody ever in my life. Like, I could be like, I never will fuck with you ever again. I don't care about you. Like, if I really genuinely don't, like.
Who have you done that to?
Friends in the past who I'm like, you know, okay, I have to let you go forever. Like, that's just what it's going to be. Like, but whatever. But, I mean, I don't have animosity. It's just like, I just don't respect you as a person. Yeah. And I don't know what is going to happen. Like, of course, it probably would be very emotional or whatever the case. But, like, also, ultimately, like, I don't fuck with you. I think you're a liar. I think you're a deadbeat. Like, whatever. And then I remember one time, it was, like, a couple Thanksgivings ago. And, like, mm-hmm. I forgot what happened, but the conversation of my dad came up and I was like, oh yeah, no, like I don't really fuck with him. And like, I guess his cousin was like, your dad is a great guy and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. You're not about to tell me who the fuck that man is. Like, yeah. First of all, I am his child. So at the end of the day, I can have my own opinion. And just because you know him better than me doesn't mean mm-hmm. I have to listen to your like opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't know. People do say I'll go with you though. And I'm like, eh, no.
Maybe, well, the invite is still open whenever it happens.
Like, I really be thinking, like, one day, like, would I feel like I missed out on something or would I be sad if he died? And I always think no. Which is fucked up to say. But, like, you know how, like, you be like, oh, I regret not getting to know them. Mm-hmm. I regret, like,
you I mean,
know?
You never, I mean, I just think you never know what you can explore that comes out if you were to open that possibility. Mm-hmm. If you so close off, you don't really know what can come from it, and you will always question or think, if I were this, if I were that. And you could just open the door of the possibilities. I mean, honestly, one of my friends found out that, a long story, she found her new dad in at like 31, 32.
Really?
She got to know him, and this probably isn't a good story to tell, but she got to know him, and you know, they were cool for about him. Yeah, found out he's a piece of shit. But
and that's my thing. Look, I probably, like, would be open to it if it was, like, oh, like, I never spoke to him since I was a child, like, whatever. But, like, oh, we'll get into that another day.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. Maybe we need a family therapist on. No, because that wouldn't be good for me neither.
That would be terrible.
That'd be terrible for both of us.
They're going to be telling all of our business on here. No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what is this? Uh-uh, we ain't even talking about that.
Wait, what?
Fucking crazy. I'm sorry, that damn conversation, $30 not enough for lunch conversation that is going on Twitter. Every time I get on Twitter, some dumb shit.
Okay, so no. So how do you feel about that, though? Because people are talking about the $30 for lunch. Do you feel like that's not enough?
You know how I feel. How do I feel?
That's not enough.
You know me very well. But I mean, look, I love when I love when men send me money. I really don't what was that night that we had all, was it Grammys? That night that I went out. Grammys. It was Grammys. And my homeboy sent me $50 for an Uber, and I was so happy about that.
Yeah,
$50.
I was just about to say, round it up to 50, you know?
But he was just like, oh, yeah, here's $50 for an Uber. Yeah. And I love when I have money in my Cash App for other people, because then I feel like I'm not spending my own money.
My homegirl sent me $50 for an Uber one time, just to be like, because my car got towed, and I was, you know, I don't mind walking. I was walking from the police station to the towing thing, and she was like, here's $50.
She looked
like,
Uber.
Do you need some money?
Right.
No, I was like, honestly, look, I wouldn't be mad at it. I wouldn't judge it, but I would be like, all right, next time round it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. $30, like, that's some cute shit for, like,
it's cute
a
for
kid.
A little salad.
Yeah, like a little.
No, it could.
But you could keep the.
We could go to Mr. Nigga and get a.
Mr. Bro, wait, they don't know that story. They don't know that story. It's not even. It's called Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Bro. Wait, we go to this damn donut shop.
Did we tell them when you were like a little stressy and depressed?
I was depressed.
We walked to this little donut sandwich shop.
Bro, it's all Asian people in there. And it's older Asian ladies, bro. Older. I'm talking like they're 60 years old. There's this old Asian lady mopping, right? And she's talking to the other Asian lady behind the counter. And she goes, fuck you. Is that what she said? She said, fuck you, right? She said, fuck you. And fucking Chai was like, what? And she was an old Asian lady. No. Who did she hear that from? Who did she hear that from and think this is, she's probably not even realizing what the fuck she just thinks that's something. She thinks that's something.
She knew what that was.
Why would she call the other old lady? Bro, we were like, what the fuck? So now we call the place, hey.
No, she was there by herself one time and took a picture of the Asian lady.
I took a picture of the Asian lady and said, hey. Bro, because I'm like, why is she calling her that? Like, bro, they're fucking crazy. We're about to have to bleep the fuck out of that.
That was so funny as fuck.
Because she knows she got some bad.
So if somebody were to send us $30, we can go there and get some boba tea and some.
We going to take that $30 each. We going to round it up. Go get us a half a pound of seafood.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I'm thankful for really any money that anybody gives me. But, I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, so this next topic came from something that I've seen on TikTok.
Oh, Lord, I know what you're talking about.
Wait, so you've seen it too?
I've been known about that.
Oh, you've been known about it. Is it messy for me to bring it up? Because I know one of the girls.
No, but I mean, there's something to talk about.
And they're sweet. They really are very sweet because I met them both personally and they're very sweet. Mm-hmm. So basically it says, would you date someone who had a baby with their distant cousin?
Keep in mind, I don't remember the girl. Well, I do remember the girl's name, but I'm not going to say it. But she was on this show hella years ago, like one of those like Teen Mom shows.
No, it was like True Life. I got a baby with my cousin.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a teen mom.
Some like real hillbilly.
But she
shit.
Was a teen though.
Yeah, she was like 19.
So she was like basically like she had a baby with her cousin. She was like in a relationship with her cousin, and they knew they were cousins, but it was like kind of distant. Like
yeah, like a distant cousin. Like not like
it wasn't like first cousin, but it was like second or like some shit like
second
that.
Second is still a lot.
I don't know. It was something like that, but. I don't know. I mean, did they know?
Yeah, they knew. And, like, they said it was a divide through the family. And, like, so what made me think about it was, like, she was, like, she, because she went on her, like, you know, people be like, I don't got to explain myself. But then they go and explain themselves and be like, you know, I was a teenager when I did this.
She said it was traumatic for her.
So it's just like, okay, but while I'm listening, I'm like, was it your cousin?
Yeah.
And so
it was her cousin.
It was her legitimate cousin. And it was like, we weren't first cousins. So that's what she was saying. She was like, it's a distant cousin. And like, of course, like this is a traumatic, like regardless of it, it was a traumatic moment for me in my life. And she was like, I wouldn't be talking to my dad in like the park or whatever this and that. Mm-hmm. So it made me think, I remember when Kevin Gates was like,
what?
He said that he was fucking one of his cousins. But it was like a year later after he had found out and they decided collectively to continue fucking each other.
Oh, so they had found out like way after.
Like they had found out way afterwards.
I had a crush on a cousin growing up.
Yeah, we all had little crushes.
But he wasn't my blood related cousin, so it wouldn't really matter. It was just like, you know, when you call people your cousin. But
yeah, no, that wouldn't matter at all.
Some of my family does still make fun of me for that. They'd be like, remember? Shout out Taza.
I'm crying. That was my crush. I thought my Karin was so fine. Like he was so fine.
And
But
obviously I wouldn't. Of course,
we wouldn't do that. But like, would you date a guy who has been like? That's what I thought about. Like, would you date a guy who is like fucked like a distant cousin?
And he knew, or and they he
knew,
found out?
And he knew.
Is he the love of my life or just some boy?
Okay,
am I cutting him off for this? I don't. I'm supposed to say yeah, but realistically, what if I really liked him?
And so that's how they become cousin fuckers. Because they'd be like, well, damn, I already like him.
I'm trying to really be realistic with myself. Like, I could sit here and be like, absolutely not. I would think you're disgusting. But if it was a distant cousin, I don't know.
I'm really like, ew, disgusted.
It depends on the
details. You have to have a mental, look, you have to mentally, I don't know. And it's just like, is that something that you bring up in a first date? I probably fucked my cousin back in the day.
No, you cannot bring that up. I mean, I don't know.
Would that turn you off on a first date basis?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Me too.
Those are things you keep secret until like you're already like really dating. Yeah. Like you don't say, oh my God, remember I told you about that story when I went on that first date with that boy and he told me he had a sexual assault fantasy?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
You think that's the right thing to be telling
me? Yeah, like imagine
right
a cousin fucker
Speaking
fantasy.
Speaking of dating, so Recently, this is just random, but this is exactly why. Bro, people always ask me on like TikTok Live and stuff like, oh, like, do you only date black men? Like, blah, blah, blah. Would you ever date a white man? And I always say no, 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 whatever. But I had just recently like kind of started conversing with a white man, and then he was a Trump supporter. And I just wanted to let y'all know, quit asking me that fucking question, because that's exactly why. That's exactly why. So leave me alone. Quit asking me dumbass questions.
That's kind of like first date questions, though. Like, you know, what's your political views?
I feel like that's first date question.
Yeah, that's a first date question. Yeah.
I definitely think that's a first date question. It's important to me.
You know, like, it isn't. Yeah, that is important to me, too. And it is certain things where it's like, I feel like culturally I would have to, like, dating a white guy. I would ask you like the cultural questions, like who's on the fifth floor in Martin's. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, man, you know what I'm saying? I need you to know things like that.
Like,
you
if
know,
you
culturally,
are white, at least be seasoned.
At least be a seasoned white. You
and
know what
and
I'm
be
saying?
An ally, because I was just watching on freaking Love Is Blind. And keep in mind, these are all like white Midwestern people. Mm-hmm. But shout out to, I forgot the girl's name, but she was a girl. And she was a white girl. And she was like, you know, I need to ask you your political views, and I need to ask you like your views on like Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and like, I need to ask you all this stuff. And like the guy was saying, oh, like, you know, I just kind of stay out of it and I don't really say anything and I didn't vote and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I have a real problem with that. She was like, I have a problem with that because.
That's you.
Right. She was like, at the end of the day, like, I don't want to date somebody who's like, oh, I stay out of it. Because at the end of the day, she was like, as white people, we have to like use our voice for things that are right. I was like, you go, girl. You
period.
Tell them. You
period,
tell them.
Honey.
Because like,
that's
the other
a real
thing.
Ally. That's a real ally.
Right. Because people who are like, if you are just sitting back and not okay, and I've said this many times before, it irritates me so bad now when I see like people that I know for a fact
who
didn't vote.
We don't take that out.
I know. No, but when I see people who didn't vote be like, oh, I hate Trump, I hate this, I'm like, maybe you sat back.
Yeah,
you weren't an ally. You know, you didn't do what you needed to do. But wait, did you see the thing that was going on at Southern University, the guy who passed away from hazing?
Yes, and you know, that made me so sad, obviously, because I'm from Louisiana, Southern University. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Southern. I was on the yard every Wednesday for Pretty Wednesdays. Like,
what is
I was,
Pretty Wednesdays?
Where every I don't know if they still do it because auntie, you know, she's grown now. But like on Wednesdays, it would be like, you know how people go to college, they like they just dress whatever. But on Pretty Wednesdays, you would be in the yard and everybody would be like dressed to a T. The AKs would like stump out, the Deltas would
do
their thing.
Why didn't you like join a little sorority?
I have more than enough sisters.
But you didn't want to like do the whole,
you know, and not to dismiss or discredit sororities, D9s, whatever else you want to call them. But like,
wait, you're in their colors right now.
Pink and green.
I just realized.
They be so serious. You can't even do that. And be like, shoot. Wait, no, wait. What's
I remember one? A girl on TikTok was like, I had on green and pink nails. And the girl said, why do you, are you an AK? And she was like, no. And she was like, well, then why would you wear, have green
I'm
and pink
sorry.
On?
I'm sorry.
They be doing too
They
much.
Be hella strict. And that's the thing about it. It's like, I'm not going to dismiss them because I know like it is about connections, building friendship, family. I don't know. Like the net, like people love to say the networking, all of those things to it. And, you know, discipline, they say.
Yeah.
College was enough discipline for me, baby. I was like, look, And like I could have been, because I have two aunts who are AKAs as well.
Oh, so you could have got in that.
So I could have got, but I thought they didn't even respect like doing it through legacy. Uh-huh. So I was like, first of all, I got too many sisters. I don't want to deal with that. That was just my take on it, and I didn't want to pay for that. Do all this other stuff.
Oh, you gotta pay.
You have to pay.
How
like,
much?
You have to pay money.
Like thousands of dollars?
Yeah, like thousands of dollars.
Oh, hell.
So, like, they're paying to be a part of a brotherhood.
Not paying for friends.
Oh, that's, but yeah, no, literally. So, LSU, obviously being in the South, you know these things. LSU has definitely gotten, like, banned before from hazing because someone had, like, I think almost damn near, I don't remember what happened to the extent, but, like, they've gotten in trouble for hazing. And Southern has gotten in trouble for hazing as well. And it's just, like, they take it so far, and it's really sad. This man is 20 years old.
Hella cute, too.
You know, so cute, so sweet. Like, I'm about to say so sweet, like, I know this man, but he looks sweet.
They were saying that he was a sweet kid.
Yeah,
like, they were like,
you know, and
really
it's just really sad because, like, when sometimes people don't have family in other places, they look for it in those places, and they take advantage of it. It's just, like, you want to be a bruh, you got to do this. Mind you, the cute parties was the best parties to be at. But
oh,
was that an earthquake? Oh, no, it's just...
We just had an earthquake, a big earthquake the other day, y'all.
Yeah, no, I didn't even feel it. But it's just really sad, and it just reminds you like that. Because it's like, people be like, he didn't have to do that. But you know, in that culture, if he didn't do what they asked him to do, they would kick him out. Like, he wouldn't pass as a bruh or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And then they were like, I don't know all the details of exactly what, I mean, I don't know if they were like beating him or what. I know that they said he collapsed in line. They were like having them stand in a line or something. And I don't know if they had like beat them or sleep deprived them. I know that there's another one where I guess some girl was doing it and they were like sleep depriving them for like, you were not allowed to go to sleep. And she like crashed her car and like passed away. And then there was like one where.
Taking it too far.
There was one where they forced them to, like, remember hearing about the one where they were, like, making them chug water? You know, you could die from that. You can literally die from, like, drinking too much water, which is crazy, but, like, it was, like, an excessive
amount. One I heard that they were, like, and look, you never really know what goes on behind closed doors over there. One I heard that they were making men stick cucumbers up their butt.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, doing, like, a lot of, like, wild, weird shit like that. And as to me, I've always known those stories, and I've never been like, you know what? I would like to subject myself to that. No.
Right.
So, I mean, prayers go out to him because that really is a sad situation and his family and, you know, everyone dealing with things like that. And just to let you know and be reminded that, look, y'all got family in us if you ain't got it nowhere else.
Right. No, for real. That shit. That is sad.
It really did make
I don't
me
think
sad.
I would never let my kid join nothing. I mean, you could join it, but let me know if they're going to be hazing and I'm going to say, don't do it.
And like, honestly, back in the day, like I hope it doesn't deter people from college because like, remember back in the day, they had like all those like cool, like school movies, like college movies, like Not Making the Band.
It's called Drum Roll.
Yeah, Drum Roll. Yeah. They had like school days. They had like all of these like
they
movies.
They definitely don't have no college they movies.
They don't. Well, they have like, exactly. And that's why I'm like, I hope it doesn't like deter people.
They
from,
got like Euphoria and it's like everybody's on
and
drugs.
I personally hate seeing I know they're not in high school, but I hate seeing high schoolers have sex.
Oh, yeah.
Like I really do. It really cringes me out. Like it really does. It's like, when are we going to.
No, Euphoria is high school. They were like seniors.
Exactly. And it's just like, ew.
They're working on a season 3 of that, but. I'm actually excited for that. I do want to see how
it's going. I never watched Euphoria, honestly. I watched like little bits and pieces with people.
No, you should watch it. I'm not going to lie. It's just good, like, I feel like artistically, like, also. Like, you know, people are obsessed with, like, the storyline, too. But I like when stuff is shot in, like, a super interesting, I don't know. Like, I love A24 films and, like, shit like that.
Ooh.
Speaking of, like, actors and everything, Timothée Chalamet, the SAG speech.
Did you listen to it?
I did. I heard his speech, and I didn't know that he was getting backlash for it.
And he was getting like a lot of mixed reviews, and I seen one in particular on TikTok where like a lady, like a talk show host, was just like, "You need to humble yourself, little boy." Oh. And her and like her other, like, I mean, I guess co-host were just like, "Really?" And some were like, "Yeah, that's how you feel." And I'm like, I would have been like, "You sound like a hating ass bitch," because at the end of the day, it's sad when people are like trying to confuse like what. Arrogance and humbleness and like confidence. At the end of the day, this man has like, he spent 5 years working
on hella work in
into that film. He said he spent 5 years of his life, and if he, by all means, I want to be the greatest, what's wrong with saying that?
Right. What's wrong with saying I want to be one of the best, I want to be one of the greatest?
Yeah.
Like, but that's the thing, like, it's written, like, people confuse confidence with arrogance, and people, like, I've said this so many times on this podcast, like, and I will continue till the day I die, people do not like when you are confident. People will love you until you love yourself, and that is when they're going to say, humble yourself. And it's just not fair. They people like breaking confident people down. They don't know the difference between confidence and arrogance. And I mean, it makes me sad when when there are so many insecure people out there in the world, and then you know, if they do get a little bit of confidence, it's like shot down.
And people want you to do good. There's some people who want you to do good but not better than them, or not feel like you better than I honestly, like, it just does not make any sense to me to like dim someone else's light because you confused about your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's just wonderful to see people thrive. And I was just like, I love his speech. I love everything about it. If you haven't heard it, it's like all over TikTok, all over
I was shocked that, like, I didn't know, I don't really know his personality at all. So I was like, okay, you know, he like,
period. That's how I felt. I was like, period, because then he was like, I want to be up there with one of the greatest. Like, he and I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. And especially he's like, and I remember another interview with him, he was just like, you know, acting could be an easy life if you let it. If you, like, you know, you're season regular, you do that. But he was like, I take pride in my work. And like, I adore people who have passion. Because, you know, mm-hmm. I've said before, like, sometimes I feel like I'm just, like, limbo in life. Mm-hmm. Like, my passions, like, I, there's nothing I'm extremely, like, yeah. I love when I see people, like, crying over their dancing competitions or winning or, like, you know, like, winning or awards, losing. Winning, you know, just.
Oh, that reminds me of the freaking, the tank thing. Were you seeing the videos of, like,
oil? Oh, how his baby oil got in his eyes?
Well, not that, but, like, I was seeing, like, videos of, like, boxers, like, crying if they didn't first
just anybody place. Passionate yeah. about, like, anything that they yeah. do. Like, anybody passionate about anything that they do, right. I commend. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think, like,
I don't have nothing like that either that I would, like, you know, break down. I mean, I guess if the something with the podcast, I guess we are passionate about
No, we
about
are passionate
podcast.
About yeah. this, but, like, even when I was, like, modeling, I just did it mm-hmm. so easily.
You know? Effortless, it's nothing to me.
But, like, you know, not even, but, like, it was easy for me. And I remember one time Bijan was like, she was just like, that's a blessing. She yeah. was like, you don't look at that as a hindrance to, like, right. you are who you are. That's mm-hmm. a blessing in, like, disguise. If things come easy to you, like, that's
right.
fine.
Right.
But it's just, like, I do feel like that. Like, even with school, like, I didn't know what I wanted to major in or what I wanted to do with my life or where I want to go. Now I have found something that I, like, yeah, I am passionate about. Like, mm-hmm. I guess I could say that. Yeah, it is a passion. Like, we wake up, we work, we do this yeah. shit literally every single day. Yeah. And, like,
I mean, yeah, like, I would cry for this. I do cry for the podcast. Like, you know, we've had our emotional moments about it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, this is something that we're passionate about. I mean, it's not, like, a sport or something. Yeah. Or, like, something like
do
that.
Do they have, like, podcast competitions?
Right. Okay, I learned something. It's for off camera though. I just came into my brain. It just
no, remember when I repeated that thing three times? What was it?
Oh, it was like a brain fucking.
I had literally a.
What was it? What were you saying?
I don't know, but that was wild for me too. And I was like, that's crazy.
We were sitting on the couch. We were talking about. It was the day you came over. We were like doing hella last minute work for the Arizona show. Mm-hmm. And Shy's sitting on the couch. I'm gonna just make up some words. She's like, and use your imagination, and use your imagination, and use your imagination, and use your.
No,
it I was said like, what? And look, it was something like it wasn't imagination, but I'm just like she was like repeating. She was like in this trance and like just yeah, repeating these words, and I was like, "What are you doing?"
And I was like, "I don't even know how I even could like." Yeah, it was weird for both of us. And I was glad that she caught it too, because I didn't want to be like
brain meltdown. Literally, we had a lot going on though.
No, so but
wait. I want to tell them about you guys. I want to tell them about the raffle boxes. Because we didn't ever get to tell them about the raffle boxes for Arizona. So the raffle boxes are hella good.
They are really good.
That for Arizona, they were hella good. They're even better for New York because it's more people. So more people are going to like apply or whatever the case. But bro, we have so much stuff. And if y'all, there's a lot of stuff in there for you too.
And even if you don't, I have a little weed drawer in my house for people who come in and do a little weeds.
Or if you want to sell it and make some extra money. No,
but we have so much. I even got fucking.
There's so much.
Vibrators.
Yeah.
From, what's his name?
Sex toys. Whatever. So, like, we have, like, AirPods. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, we have so much stuff.
We have the skin butter stuff as well. Honestly, we have to like start using that for ourselves too, because we have some for us. It's actually really, I've been using it, so I have to give you your box.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I have been loving it. And I'm like, it is perfect for my face.
It's so much. It's so much stuff in the boxes. So much free stuff. So much just like.
It is. It's worth
it. And we're naming like a few things in the box, but it's really like hella stuff in there.
It's like filled to the brim.
Yeah, it's filled to the brim. So you guys, when you guys come to this New York show, make sure you get a raffle ticket from the merch table where they're selling the merch. You could say, I want to buy a raffle ticket.
Where is the raffle?
Right.
That's what I'm here for as well.
Speaking of the raffle, I don't even remember calling out the name. How did we? Did we?
No, we need. We didn't do that last time. But like next. Oh, yeah, we did. We did that last time. Oh,
okay. I don't know why my.
No, but we also need to shout out all of the sponsors as well next time. Yes, for reals.
We're going to shout out all of the sponsors for New York. There's going to be more than there was even in Arizona.
Way more, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even know how we're going to fit. We might have to get bigger boxes. I don't know what we're going to do. But anyways, also, we only have a few more tickets for the New York show.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. So I know we've been reading the DMs, y'all. They're like, we need general admission. We can't, you know. Mm-hmm. So we opened up, and we only have literally 20 tickets for general admission. So if you are mm-hmm. watching this right now, please go head over to the New York show and get that general admission, because it will officially be sold out. Because
it was already sold out.
It was sold out. So we opened
added
it up.
More.
We yeah. added. We opened up more because people have been like DMing us and asking yeah. for more. Because
it was only
admission.
Like some, like it was 20 VIP. We're like, yeah. let's just move it to GA so mm-hmm. that everybody can make sure they can afford
and just have an experience with us, because it's right. going to be an experience. It's going to be, you know, it's a
we're going to have a ball.
We are. I'm excited about New York yeah. for sure. sure.
And we're finding out about where we're going to specifically do our after party. There's been a couple places up in the air, but we're going to be posting the flyer. What?
That has been stressful because I'm like, we should have been had that locked in because... Yeah.
It's okay. We gonna get it handled. Because we get it handled. And our tour manager, Taylor, she gonna lock it in. One thing she does is work best under pressure. So, period.
So, yeah, check that out, you guys. Check out the Patreon. Be patient with us, please. We love you. Don't forget about those raffles.
And make sure you get your Atlanta tickets.
I was just about to say that. My goodness, do not forget about Atlanta because that is going to be a show, too. Well. They're selling out as well. And I have a lot of family members coming out to Atlanta, too. So, I am excited. I don't know why. I'm really excited about Atlanta because, you know, Magic City. We're going to be lit. Like, we're going to be lit. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun weekend. But so, yeah, don't forget about that as well.
We're going to see y'all in 2 days, y'all.
Two days. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. So, bye, guys.
Bye. Love you.